It's time for the commentator.
How do you take the temperature of a population that sprawls across 9 time zones, 50 states, and a global rainbow of cultures and communities?
This commentary this morning is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart, save money, live better. Stephanie Robinson's on the horn. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Gary. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. You sound good, girl.
That's Kim Whitley.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing this morning?
We old friends. I used to hang with her.
Well, you guys, you know, we are exactly 1 week out from Christmas. Mm. And no, I am not finished Christmas shopping. I don't want anybody asking me that anymore. But I am waiting, anxiously waiting for Santa and getting in the Christmas spirit. I've been going to lots of parties and watching those old Christmas movies. You remember A Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street, The Preacher's Wife, and my son's all-time favorite, Home Alone. Y'all remember that cute little Macaulay Culkin before he started hanging out with Michael Jackson and went and got all weird on us? Well, you know, it's a very funny movie. And in fact, my son, he sits there and cracks up all the way through. But the unfortunate reality is not funny at all, because too many of our children really are home alone. Did you know that 14.3 million, that's 1 in 4 children, are alone and unsupervised after school? 40,000 of them are kindergartners. That's 5- and 6-year-old babies. The scary thing, though, is that we're going to see many more children coming home after school to an empty house. No parents and no adult supervision. These days, parents are not only struggling to keep their jobs during these trying economic times, they're taking on second and third jobs. And unless they have a place for their children to go after school that's safe and of high quality, those babies are going to be home alone. And like so many other sectors of our economy, directors of the after-school programs around the country fear the deepening recession will force more children to spend afternoons home alone, or worse yet, on the streets, as cash-strapped governments slash funding for these programs and as personal donations shrink. You know, just last week, Kim, several Boys and Girls Clubs announced plans to close, and many of the group's 4,300 programs trimming hours, consolidating locations just to get by. 7 Boys and Girls Clubs serving more than 600 children in poor neighborhoods of coastal South Carolina plan to close tomorrow, Gary. That's at least temporarily. They got 38 employees at that Boys and Girls Clubs programs that are shuttering in South Carolina. They're going to continue to get paid through mid-December, and there are high hopes that a push for more donations will allow most of the clubs to reopen in January. Why is this important? It's important because we all know what happens when more children are out on the streets. The crime rate will go up. Gang violence will increase. Gary and Kim, y'all remember that 1970s disco song by Peter Brown? Do you want to get funky with me? Do you want to? Well, he wrote, "An idle mind is a playground for the devil." The hours between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock p.m. are the peak hours for juvenile crime and experimentation with drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and sex. And I mean, come on, how did we go from a culture of ABC after-school specials, Schoolhouse Rock, Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function, to Rock a Love, Will You Rock My World? This is why parents and guardians rightly want to have safe, supervised, and productive places for their children to go. And the demand for such places is huge in our community, with 53% of African-American parents saying they would enroll their children in a program if one were only available. And you know, black and brown youth spend more time unsupervised than any other children. They are missing out on the hands-on support, encouragement, and moral guidance that adults can offer. You see, children in after-school programs are 1/3 less likely to become teen parents and half as likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. These children are more likely to come to school, stay in school, and graduate from school. And research shows that children who participate in after-school programs have greater self-esteem, improve personal, social, and academic skills. These programs provide hands-on learning opportunities that increase children's academic achievements and help them develop the competitive skill sets the country needs in its future workforce. So now, in order to make sure that these programs are available for as many children as possible, what you can do is go to change.gov/education-story and share your story with President-elect Obama. Tell him that we need an increase in after-school funding. You can also show your support by signing the nation's largest petition in support of after-school programs, After School for All. You can find that at afterschoolalliance.org. Remember, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Until next time, this is Stephanie, in love and hope.